Blog Talk Radio.
Please stand by. And welcome. Praise God. Good evening. Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.com. And I pray that you have joined me on my fast. We fast every Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. Live Deliverance is about to make some dramatic changes. Dramatic changes. And with programming. And with a lot of other stuff. So when you see the new stuff coming out, and whether people be on here or not, I'm waiting on the Lord to move upon me. We've been independent and sufficient for ourselves for 15 years. We never had to go to a church to get people to listen to us or take people's church members. We don't do none of that. We just teach the word on air. I want to thank Mr. Tommy Maddox. God bless you for your offering. And Nadam M. 1940 Mount Z. Thank you so much. We don't get a whole lot of offerings because the devil tries to choke us, but God is with us because we fight in the heavenlies. This is a spiritual war that's going on, and this is a topic that a lot of people really don't get involved with. I don't like to say nothing about no other country but my own country. I would never say anything negative about Jamaica, the prime minister, because I'm not a Jamaican citizen. But I can say, and I want anybody from Jamaica, whoever hearing me, if you're not an American, stay out of the U.S. business. You don't know nothing about over here. And Donald Trump is not in office, and I'm having people saying, pray for you. He's not the president. He's a civilian. He's unsaved. So a lot of things that's going on, God is showing me that He's trying to get people's attention, and people are not seeing it. The most important thing that the Lord can do for you is to teach you how to take care of your own business and deal with your own self. I don't have to get on nobody's radio station. Shannon Davis tried to offer me to come back on his radio station when I told the true story about Jesus and where he lived at. He said Jesus was ivory. That's no color. That ain't even in the Bible. And he was trumping Trump. I got off his radio station 7 years. He's come calling me back. I don't need to get on nobody's radio station. I got my own, and I can hold my own, and God has been holding me for 14 years. Now, I don't believe in no human being to do nothing for me but for the Lord. Now, for those who are listening tonight, this is a very important message because most pastors are people you don't really hear it in a sermon or stand out of people's business. I don't like nobody to ask me, what's going on? What you mean, what's going on? The minute someone tells that to me, I get aggressively to shut them down because it is sinful. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, use me as your oracle. I bind every satanic force that tries to knock me off air. I take authority over that spirit that's be trying to knock me off air. In the name of Jesus, I come up against it. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen. Please turn to your Bibles. King James Version, Philippians 2, verse 12. Philippians 2, verse 12, King James Version. Please turn there. Now, the Bible says in Philippians 2, 12, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You do not have any time to be getting in people's business. That's a spirit, a nosy spirit. It's a very, very subtle spirit. May I ask the question, when are you going to do this? No, you're going to ask no question about my personal life. I don't need nobody telling in my personal life. I don't need to give nobody a response when you get your settlement. I don't need you to do none of that. And I have heard some ridiculous things that people say that has nothing to do with them. And Paul spoke about this in the Bible. And he spoke about it in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13. Please turn to 1 Timothy because people are very nosy. I don't care what you do. I don't care about what you do because I got to deal with my own salvation. Also, we do not recognize Sunday There will be no pastors on this radio station teaching in their church at their home on no Sunday. It doesn't work. We don't recognize Sunday. Sunday is not the day of worship. We recognize the Sabbath. I don't care who you are. You're not coming on this radio station on no Sunday. I don't care if you got 10,000 people. You can. That don't mean nothing. Numbers mean nothing. The Bible said despise not small things. And people really need to start studying about the Sabbath, because God is angry when people trying to take a day and praise God when a day that God doesn't even allow it to happen even in the Bible. And it's so amazing when people can read the Bible and minister to everybody else and say they got to go pray about that. Ain't nothing to go pray about. It's in the Bible about the Sabbath. So I'm going to do an exclusive teaching on the Sabbath because it's needed. And I've done it over and over and over, and people still go back to church on Sundays. That's not a day of holiness. I've seen miracles take place. God has honored what I've done on the Sabbath. I am a Sabbath keeper. I went to Israel, and I learned what the Christians do in Israel. You Gentiles are so far away. I'm a Gentile. You're far away from God talking about some Sunday worship. It's pathetic. Do not call me to go to your church. I don't care if you're breaking groundbreaking. I'm not coming, because I'll be saying something contrary to what the Bible tells me. Now, I want you to go to 1 Timothy chapter 5:13. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13. And withal they learn to be idols, wandering about from house to house, and not only idols, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. You ain't supposed to be dealing with post business, and you got to give a person a rundown, explain to them what I'm doing and why I'm doing. I don't tell nobody. People call, well, Carlton, what's going on? I say, what you mean, what's going on? I stop it right there. I don't care what you do, long as I don't do it. If you commit a sin, that's between you and God. You ain't got to come to me and tell me about your sin. I don't need to know it, because I got my own demons that I need to deal with. I don't believe in being some holy man of God and the man of God. Ain't no man of God but Jesus. Ain't number one man of God but Jesus. Because every one of us on this earth that preach the gospel got some kind of sin that we're dealing with. So I don't look up to man. I don't look up to the generals. Call me general, a bishop, such and such. I don't look up at none of that. We are just ordinary men called, and I really don't like being called apostle. That's sent one. I don't like it. I'm Brother Emmett. I don't like these titles. I'm trying to get to heaven. And you will miss heaven trying to get in other people's business. God don't want you doing that. God don't want you spreading gossip about somebody. You know, and people got cliques in the church. I'm not the one to click with. I have very few friends because I don't need a lot of friends around me. I have to do my radio ministry. I have to study these scriptures. I have to read emails. I don't care what a person do. Do you know such and such did say, yeah, child, and he did this. I ain't got time for that. I have to work out my own salvation. Judge not, yes, that ye be judged. People can say bad things about you, and it won't even be true. I've had people to try to destroy me by lying on me, saying things that I've never done, and I'm still here. Live Deliverance Radio is not going nowhere. Nowhere. It's going to be here till I leave this earth and pass it on to my son, or if I get a wife or whoever. But it's going to stay here as long as I'm on earth. It's going to be a live deliverance. I don't jump in people's churches. I don't care what a pastor do about this and about that. I don't care what they do. I don't care nothing about nobody's personal problems, because it is not scripture to be bouncing and getting in folks' business. Now, if you would turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, King James Version. Turn there. For even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither shall he eat. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. You got to work. You got to pay your own bills. And you ain't got time to be dealing with other folks' problems. Also, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians let me see, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians where it says, "For we hear that there are among you disorderly, walking not as all brethren, but busybodies." What is the characteristic of a busybody? I mean, people are constantly doing something that they're not even supposed to be doing. People are put all their time and efforts in everything but the Bible. They got time to go clean their car. They got time to go do this, time to go do this and do that, and just go and forget the Sabbath like it don't even exist. God doesn't like that. God don't like that. God does not like busybodies, messing in folks' affairs. You don't have time for that. You got your own sin to be dealing with. I don't like people ask me, well, what's going on? I don't owe you no report. I don't owe you no report or nothing about my business or my ministry or nothing about me privately. It ain't your business. It ain't your business. Do I have a girlfriend now? That ain't your business. That ain't your business. That ain't nobody's business. Keep folks out your business. Paul also spoke about busybodies in his first letter to Timothy. He speaks to Timothy of a younger widow. Besides, they get into the habit of being idlers and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also busybodies who talk nonsense, things that they ought not to say. You ain't got nothing to do. You need to be studying the Bible. Instead of getting in folks' business, you need to be start getting in the business of the Bible and start sitting down to study what it says and stay out of folks' business, because God doesn't like it. God looks down upon that. A busybody is a nosy, meddling person who's interested in what other people say and do. If you're a busybody, you can't help offering advice to anybody whether they want it or not. Busybodies are known for trying to help with situations as with this, not necessary, welcome, or needed. I don't need nobody to tell me how to live. I know the Bible in and out. I don't need nobody to give me no advice on my girlfriend, if I had one. It ain't your business if I date a person or not. It ain't your business. I don't have to give you no report but to Jesus. I do not like people who want to come ask me about my personal life. That's out the Bible. God does not like that. God hates this type of thing. It's called gossip. If you're in conversation with someone and it begins to move toward gossip about somebody else, be willing to stop the conversation and name it for what it really is. This is gossip. God is not honored by gossip. Gossip is a sin, and God hates it. How do you handle gossip? How do you handle it biblically? How do you handle it biblically? If you're in conversation with someone and it begins to move toward gossip, someone else be willing to stop the conversation. Stop it. Just shut the conversation off. Shut it off, because it ain't nothing but the devil. And the devil will use anything and anybody. What counts as gossip? Gossip is idle talk or rumor, especially about the personal or private affairs of another. Acts is also known as dashing and tattling, called talebearers in the Bible. God hates it. This is sin. This sin just as worse as all the other sin. And then, you know, we're always trying to say one sin is better than another. All sin is sin. What did Jesus say about gossip? What did Jesus say about gossip? In Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 and 22, Jesus instructs his followers to forgive others 70 times 7. The teachers encourage a spirit of forgiveness and reconciliation when dealing with those who have wronged you through gossip or slander. Gossip is idle personal talk, rumors, and it brings in quarreling. It brings in divisions amongst brethren. I don't care what you do, how you do it. I don't care, because the Bible gives us all a free will. Now, do I care about sin for me? Yeah. But for you, no. Because the Bible said, work out your own salvation. I ain't got nothing to do with your whatever. If you want some deliverance, come here. We keep it personal. I don't go tell nobody where Johnny Jiggler had this type of demon and I cast it out. I've never done that. I've always kept people's confession with deliverance and throw it out the window. I done heard so much stuff. It's not my business. I'm there to get the demon out. How does God view gossip and getting in folks' business? How does God view it? This is offensive to the Spirit of God, and it grieves him. Gossip is so destructive and offensive that Paul forbids gossip in 2 Corinthians 12:20. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20. 2 Corinthians. Dear least, when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you much as ye would not, lest there be debate, envy, wrath, strife, backbiting, whispering, and swelling tumults. That's trying to get in folks' business. That's not your business, and I don't like none of this mess. This is why I don't have a whole lot of friends. I got Sister Durden, Evangelist Janet Taylor. I just got a handful of people. I don't be around a whole lot of people. I don't need to because they carry a whole lot of spirits. What are the three types of gossips that there is? Although it has an unfavorable connotation, gossip isn't always negative. Most gossips can be placed into the categories as good, bad, and neutral behavior. And I found when I see gossip, I know the devil coming. Because the devil always trying to make divisions with people, always trying to bring the brethren apart, always trying to do things that is against contrary to God. What does the Lord think about gossip? What does the Lord think about it? He doesn't like it. Slandering somebody, backbiting and gossiping somebody. God doesn't like that. Malicious talk or gossip is mentioned everywhere in the Bible, listed among with sins like murder and envy. Romans 1:29, things that should not be practiced or approved. In Proverbs 25:23, this verse that specifically used the word backbiting. Paint and vivid picture of how people respond to gossip. Proverbs 25, verse 23. Proverbs, kid, what you do, don't come to me with your problems. I'm a deliverance, cast the demon out, and I'm through with you. I mean, go ahead on, because I don't care about what you, I got to deal with me. I got to work out my own salvation. Without holiness, no man can see the Lord. This is why I don't really like going and clicking in church cliques. All the church cliques got all this going on, all this division, because there's no deliverance in the church. And you're worshiping on the wrong day. God ain't going to do no miracles for you on no Sunday. Y'all go to church on the wrong day and expect God to move on your behalf, and then you're blowing shofars, but you don't know nothing about the Sabbath. Well, if you're going to blow a shofar, make sure you know about the Sabbath now. You need to go to, people need to go to Israel and see how Christians operate, because this Western Hemisphere, these Gentiles over here, y'all got it wrong. The Seventh-day Adventists got one thing right, the Sabbath, but they don't speak in tongues. See, I don't get none of the church worship and mingling with people contrary to scriptures. I ain't got time for that. I got an internet radio station. And my job is to teach on the internet and teach people worldwide. My audience is different than a church, and thank God I don't have a church, because it's a whole lot of mess in churches. Go to Proverbs 25, verse 23. The north wind driveth away rain, so does an angry countenance, its backbiting tongue. God don't like your tongue to be backbiting. You say something about somebody around their back, chiding, you getting cahoots with a person. You ain't doing nothing but stirring up strife. What did Jesus say about gossip? Jesus had something to say about it also. In Matthew chapter 18, 21 and 22, Jesus instructs his followers to forgive others. Worry about yourself. Christ didn't like it. What is the root of gossip and being a busybody? The word gossip originated from the old English gossaba, God, siblings, meaning godparent, problems that not yours. That's Jesus' job. That is your job. It's not your job to see what person doing in their life. It's not your job to find out how much they got to pay their house note. I had a guy say, man, I asked how much you get on your disability. I said, it's not your business how much I get on my disability. What you going to do about it? Stop it. I don't like it. Don't come to me with it, because I will jam you. I don't like it, and God doesn't like it. You need to be working out your own salvation, dealing with your own problems, not nobody else's. God does not like it. He hates it. He really hates it. A busybody is a nosy, meddling person who's interested in what other people say and do. If you're a busybody and you can't help yourself, you may need to get some deliverance. Offering advice to people from the flesh with no scripture, I don't need that. No, thank you. I don't need that. I was talking to a person the other day, and this man told me, well, they don't know the Bible. Well, that's their problem. I believe in the Bible, and I believe that the Bible have every answer to mankind. And if you read the Bible, you ain't got time to be gossiping. You ain't got time to be involved with people's business. 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I noticed that people who gossip don't even know the Bible. And people really lay feet off of it, man. People love to talk bad about other people. My God, don't come with me with that, because I will jam you. I will jam you. Now, I'm very outspoken. I don't hold my tongue. This is why I don't like to be around a whole lot of people. The more I be doing deliverance, even Christian pastors and people still try to use you. Don't let nobody use you. I don't have to get on nobody's radio station. I don't want to get on Shannon Davis. The Lord told me, you don't need to get on this radio station. You don't even know the word. You don't even speak in tongues. I warned him 7 years ago about Donald Trump. Then I got pastors telling me I'm supposed to pray for Donald Trump. That Donald Trump is a civilian. He ain't no Christian. And these people act like they so spiritual, but they can't see nothing if they can't see what the scripture says. The Lord don't want you getting in people's business. God hates it. You need to be getting into the scriptures so you can understand what God wants in your life. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections. You ain't got time to be talking about nobody else. You better have time to look at you, because we like a vapor, James 4:14. We can be here today and we can be gone tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised for me. Tomorrow's not guaranteed for me or none of you. In James chapter 4, verse 14, we need to be dependent on God, not on people, not getting in folks' business. It is not scripture to do that. You cannot show me a scripture in the Bible that God wants you to get in somebody else's business. God wants us to be dependent on him, not on people. You ain't got time for that. You don't have time for that. You got to deal with yourself and your sins. So don't come asking me anything about my personal life. Don't ask me what you're doing, because I'm going to fire right back and say it ain't your business. In James chapter 4, verse 13, it says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor. V-A-P-O-U-R, a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanish away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or do that. We ain't got time to be getting in folks' business. If your life is a vapor, you need to be working out your salvation every day. I work out my salvation every day. The Lord got on me, and the Lord told me, you overweight, and I done dropped. If you're overweight, it is not God. It can put pressure on your body and get you out of here. Win Worthy was a powerful deliverance minister, but you know what got him out of here? Why are you worrying about somebody else and you pointing your finger at somebody else? You got three pointing back, them three looking right back at you, and the thumb right up in your face, in your eye, one finger. You don't need to be dealing with stuff like that. God hates it. He does not like it. Backbiting. What does God say about backbiting? Backbiting is horrible because it gives and destroys a person's personality that is not, that you don't know about. God knows everything. He said, I know all the thoughts in your mind. Ezekiel 11:5. You let that person be up to God. You can't even change yourself. Talking about changing somebody else. I don't like gossip. And as I know one thing, and I can say this, in Jamaica, people are very nosy. They want to look and see everything. I don't let people know anything about me, where I'm going, what I'm doing. It ain't your business. As long as I'm pleasing the Lord, you ain't got to go and explain nothing to nobody but to Jesus Christ. Because him and him only, you got the answer to him. Him and him only, you got the answer. Because your sin will call you out. I can tell you that right now. Go to Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. Numbers, verse 32, verse 23. Go to Numbers. Numbers chapter 32, verse 23, but if ye will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. This is why I don't need to worry about nobody else, because my sin will find me out before God. I'm concerned about the Lord. I don't care nothing about what nobody think about me. I don't care about what you think about me. I don't care. I can have least of a clue, because when you start getting into that, you're not going to be an apostle of Christ. You're going to be pleasing man. And God does not want us to be pleasing men. I don't please no man. I don't buck to no man. I ain't jumping around like he's Jesus. I'm not doing it. And I don't care if you're a bishop. I see pastors with armor bearers. That's foolish. Armor barrel. What you need an armor bearer? And everybody all surrounding him, he ain't doing a damn thing. Ain't casting out no demons. Ain't raising the dead. As a matter of fact, I ain't seen nobody raise the dead. Now, if you're raising the dead, you may need a little protection, because people may want to get risen from the resurrection. Jesus said, raise the dead. I really see the body of Christ so messed up, especially with pastors. Pastors and cliques. I'm with no clique, with no human being. I ain't your buddy. I'm a soldier in Christ Jesus. We ain't no buddies. This ain't no buddy thing here. This is a ministry. And God does not want you being trying to please people. God don't want you to do that. The Apostle Paul says in in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, for do I now persuade men or God? I ask you today, are you trying to persuade people? Because people don't care anything about you. This is a very cold world. And it's going to get colder, because the signs of the coming of Christ is coming very near. You don't know when God's going to call you up. I remember a time when I was a hospital chaplain. I went into a room, and the lady was cussing like a sailor. And she had liver, about to die. And I said, ma'am, I just want to say, how you doing? Well, come on in the chaplain. Hurry up. I ain't got time to talk about Jesus. Hell, get the hell out of here. Come see me tomorrow. I said, ma'am, tomorrow ain't promised nobody. Well, it's going to be promised to me. I came, went on out the room. Next day, she was dead. You don't know when God's going to call you. So you ain't got time to be dealing with somebody else's problems. You ain't got time to be worrying what joke Juki got. You worry about what's in your bank account. I hear a lot of people tell me, you got an old car passed over. Man, that 2004 Taurus is nice. Rebuilt engine. Rebuilt transmission. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want that. I had that in my life. I'm not living to be prosperous materialistically. I'm living to be prosperous spiritually. And the Lord meets my needs on his radio station. I don't need none of you. I need Jesus. And I thank the God for the Lord moving on Mr. Tommy Maddox's heart, on Mr. Nadam M1940. I thank Brother Tiro, Brother Tommy, Brother Sammy Osley. Man, they have been very faithful. I've had very few people to even give offerings. I don't even try to beg people. I don't have to. You don't have to do that. You ain't got to be pleasing the people. You have to please the Lord. It is your obligation that you got to work out your own salvation. Stop getting in folks' business. Don't worry about what they're doing, how they're doing it. I worry about live deliverance in that radio. And my job is to make sure that people come on this radio station and be on time. I'm going to be making some serious changes. I thank Evangelist Janet Taylor. She's always on there every day. Some people get on this radio station, they're tired. I don't care how tired you get. You still got to teach. And when you put your hand to the plow, you can't look back. I'm in this. I'm knee deep. I don't have time to say, well, I'm going to turn this off and go watch a basketball game. No, I'm in a ministry. I look at my own sins. I'm not interested in yours. Even when I do a deliverance with women, and when it comes to sexual sins, I get off the phone. I say, okay, Sister Durden, and that's why I'm not doing any women right now, because Sister Durden won't come back to May 1st. Me and her have been together 15 years, never had an argument against each other at all. I say, ma'am, let me let you deal with the woman. I don't need to know a woman's business. I don't need to know her sexual sin. Sister Durden can handle it. I always give it to a woman, because the Bible said, "Get a day." Nobody gonna be lying on me saying that I'm trying to talk to them. Not here. It ain't gonna work here. So this is why I have a female assistant. It is not your job to be worrying about other people's businesses. God does not like it. And when you're trying to please people, you're not a servant to Christ. And you're trying to explain something, you don't owe nobody nothing but for the Lord. The Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love him. That's all you're supposed to do with people. Keep people out your business. You ain't got to tell them people what's going on in your life. You better start telling the Lord about your sins, because that's the one that can forgive you. It didn't say the bishop can forgive you. It didn't say the apostle can forgive you. If we confess our fault, he is just and loving, and that he will forgive us for all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. That's who you need to go to. That's the person that you need to be worried about. You don't need to worry about what blow going to say about me. I don't care what nobody say about me. I'm not angry at nobody. I'm just going to be honest. This is how God keeps me protected from foolishness. I have to run a radio ministry. I got to read emails. I have to study. And when I put a sermon up and I change the broadcast, that's because I'm doing more studying about it. And God is moving on me to go back to children's ministry, because there are a lot of people who have children that got lots of demonic spirits in them. And they don't know how to deal with it. And what they do is they throw the child to some game and let the child watch the game and not deal with the demons. So I'm trying to teach life-changing things here. I'm not trying to be famous. I don't want to be famous. I'm just a servant that can be gone today. I'm nothing without God. I want to stay humble. I don't like getting in folks' business. It ain't scripture. And you can't please a human being. You're going to be wasting your time. In Galatians 1:10, it says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I speak to please men? For if I yet please man, I should not be the servant of Christ." That's powerful. So keep people out of your business. They ain't got nothing to do with your business. Nothing. God doesn't like it. Is gossip a moral sin? They do not break our fellowship with God, although they're injured. They involve in disobedience of the law because they're not looking at others. If we gossip and destroy our personal reputation, it will be what you consider a moral sin. Now, you got all these Christians. 75 million people voted for Donald Trump, and you got Christians, so-called, I don't know who they are. They say they believe in Jesus. And this president that they support talks bad about people. He gossips, he slanders, he lies, and Christians believe it. The Bible said, "Be not deceived." There's a lot of people being deceived with this man, and this man says negative things to everybody. He's got to pay for all of that. Don't you do that. Don't be worrying about Joe Blow and what they got. You ain't got, no. You need to stay away from that. That's not your job. Let the Lord do that. God is handling the body of Christ. God knows what he's doing. He knows he's going to release his son. How to avoid the sin of gossip? How do you do it? What do you do? So there are 8 biblical ways to stop gossiping. 1, the revelation of God. 2, the revelation of the love of God. 3, you have a responsibility to love others and not judge them. Understand now that the Bible said, "Judge ye not." Yes, that ye should be judged. 4, understanding gossip is the work of the flesh. 5, repentance from the sin of gossip. 6, pray for each other. 7, be in intentions about doing good with a person, and watch what you say come out your mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. And you ain't got no time to be worrying about nobody's problems or their sins but yourself. What are the 3 types of gossip that the Bible says? Positive gossip. If you're connected with a new friend or coworker after a gossip session, a new friend, a new work, they ain't got to know about your business. This type of conversation doesn't have to fall to extremism. Negative gossip is really what you call a formality of judging a person. Now, there's a scripture in 1 Timothy 1:10 that a lot of these so-called politicians say, and they say they're Christian. But they can't be. It's impossible to talk bad about somebody. Margaret Taylor Greene's a Republican slave whopper. She run around talking about she a Christian. She ain't no Christian. Because people, what's his name, Tim Scott. What happened to Herschel Walker? He gone. You don't even see him no more running for, he ain't no Christian. Tim Scott ain't no Christian. A born-again Christian get up on the podium with Donald Trump and say, I love you, old stupid, ignorant house nigga. That's stupidity. And then these politicians say bad things about other people. That's how come I don't like politics. It's contrary to the scriptures of God. In 1 Timothy 1:10, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured person. Do you know what a perjured person is? A definition of a perjured person. Watch this. Definition of a perjured person. You'll be shocked. The offense of willingly telling an untruthful in a court after having taken an oath. That's a perjured person, telling the untruth things even in court or just saying something about somebody that's not true. And Donald Trump does it all the time. And you got all these so-called Christians got that same spirit in them following this stupid, foolish man with his mouth. You have to be very careful what you say come out your mouth. You do not have time to be getting in other folks' business. You do not have time to be worrying about what So Jolly Sue drive, what they got. I pass by, people look at me in my car. I love my air-conditioned car. My taxes this year was $21. In two more years, I don't have to get no inspection no more on my car. I got a rebuilt transmission, and I got a rebuilt engine, brand-new tires, and I'm happy. Long as I can go to the store, go to my personal, do my personal business, come back home and study, I'm good. People get in debt, worrying about what other people say. They got this type of car. But you don't know what they can do. You don't know they have money to pay the car. So if you stay out of people's business and work with your own hands, God will be able to deal with you with what you have and to bless you. So we see perjured persons all the time with politicians. The Bible says for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured person. And if they be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, if it's not sound doctrine, leave it alone. It's not God. Sound doctrine is the Bible. I got people calling me, telling me that I'm supposed to pray for Donald Trump. He's in office. I said, he ain't in office. That man is a human being. That man is selling Bibles. This is foolishness. And people buying all this stuff because they don't know the Bible. I don't care what nobody do. Don't get into people's personal business. You got to work out your own salvation. You have to. Is gossip an abomination? Is it an abomination? Often we join a discussion simply to be fed the inclusiveness of another person's problems. But there's no profit for tearing down another person or downing them or spreading rumors. The Bible warns that we will be judged for the words we use. Turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word, Lord have mercy, Jesus. But I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account, therefore, in the day of judgment. And you up here running around talking about people all your life. Judgment time, God going to write that down. That, you know, that can block you from going to heaven. See, I noticed that Christianity favors one sin to another. Adultery, oh, that's bad. It's still a sin. I don't support you to go sin. Fornication is a sin. I don't support you to do any sin. But you ain't got a right. You don't have the right to bash that person. You don't have a right to judge that person. Jesus, who cast out seven devils out of Mary Magdalene, they was about to stone that woman. They getting in her business. And Jesus said, all right, He who is without sin cast the first stone. Everybody had to drop their stone. So you don't need this gossip thing, man. This thing, I don't like people calling me and talking about other people's ministry. Now, I call out sin, but I don't know a person. I don't know him, so I can't say anything bad about it. Oh, well, you always talk about Donald Trump. I'm speaking about an evil man that's trying to make this country be a total totalitarianism and not a democracy. What type of gossip is a sin? The term gossip is not a formal one in moral theology, but rather a one that refers to the general idle talk of others' affairs, especially their faults. There are two principal sins against the Eighth Commandment that fall under the general name of gossip: distraction and slander. God does not like it. Tale bearer in the Bible. Proverbs 11, chapter 13. A tale bearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit considereth the matter. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28. A furred man soweth strife, and a whisper spreadeth chief friends. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeated a matter separated very friends. That's what it do. It separates people. Let me read this again. Proverbs 11, 13, a tale bearer revealeth secrets. He go and talk about what somebody do, and I'll never forget Pastor Wayne C. Thompson shut that thing down so far about 30 years ago. Pastor Wayne cleaned house in the church with that mess. It's all in the church. Somebody's talking bad about somebody, but somebody got a car. Everybody bucking for position. They ain't nothing but the work of the devil. Again, Proverbs 11, 13, a tale bearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Proverbs 16, 28, a forward man soweth strife. Are you a forward person who's sowing strife and talking about somebody that you don't know? And a whisper separated friends. Proverbs 17:9, he that covereth the person's transgression seeketh love, but he that repenteth a matter separated very sin. So when you using these types of formalities toward people, you causing a problem. God don't want you doing that. You got enough to be dealing with your own self. But you got a spirit in here in the church, and not even in the church, amongst employees, especially with employees on jobs. Man, I used to go to Northwest Airlines. People always, I ain't never been no person who would get nobody business. Of course, I wasn't saved then. And I would bring a Toyota truck. I had the front end hit. I bought it like that. Had the light on, had it scrapped on. They thought I ain't had nothing. I went right to work. Didn't have had the same uniform on, you know, wrinkled uniform. I was working. They ain't know nothing about me. I got off work at 11 o'clock, changed clothes, pulled that Corvette out, that 1992 Corvette, get on Camden Road, go pick up my cocaine, sell my drugs at night, bring me 3 G's at home a night, about $9,000 a week, put my money under the bed, didn't carry it to the bank because I worked every day. Got right back in that old Toyota. They saw me again, and I was under the radar. I ain't never let nobody know my business. My mother taught me one thing: keep people out your business. Now that I know it's in the Bible, she was teaching me the word, and I didn't even know it. God doesn't want you involving with people's problems. You got enough problems that you need to deal with for yourself. You don't need to be getting in people's business. Pray for the person. God wants brothers and sisters to be in unity, but I see that even pastors, they'll ride on you. Ain't nobody riding on my radio station. Ain't nobody going to ride on here free. You got people want to get on your radio station. They don't want to sell one dime, but they want to get on your radio station. I think Sister Evangelist Taylor sowing a seed. I didn't ask for it. I put people on the radio station. Don't charge them nothing. They still don't get nothing. I do it as the Lord. Because I'm not looking for a man to do nothing for me. Whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. Colossians 3:17 and 3:23, and God blesses me. I don't criticize. No deliverance minister can't speak evil. No one who's casting out demons. But if I see an unrighteous thing that God wants me to speak against that affects a whole nation, I will. I don't like evil. And gossip is nothing but evil. Now, we're going to close with a very powerful scripture that's going to sum up this talking about people being a tail barrier. It's all in the Bible, the word tail barrier. God warns us, and he don't want us involved with other people's problems. He don't want us dipping in people's business. Final exhortation in 1 Thessalonians 5:19. 1 Thessalonians 5:12, I'm sorry. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them verily high in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. You can't be at your peace among yourself when you're other people's business because you worry about other folks' business. It ain't your business. Now, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort for feeble-minded, support it that weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. But when you do gossip, that's rendering evil for evil. But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Number one, rejoice evermore. Number two, pray without ceasing. Number three, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Number four, quench not the Spirit of God. Do you think that the Spirit of the Lord can talk to you when you're worrying about somebody else's business? No, because you can't hear. Because if you can hear the Spirit, the Lord will tell you, leave them people on Saturday. Work out your own salvation with trembling and fear. And if you can do that, you're good. Someone got called me, hey, I don't need to know about that man. I don't need to know nothing about him. I don't know him. I don't need to know nothing bad about him because I'm working on my own salvation. The church is so much gossip in the church, competition in the church. Everybody's bucking for position because the pastor set it up like that because he know if he can control them, he can get their money. I don't do that here. I teach the scriptures and let the word be the word. I've never got on anybody's radio station to promote my ministry or do anything. I don't need nobody but Jesus. You don't need nobody but the Lord Jesus. Because when it comes to human beings, we all got flaws. None of us perfect. But let me close with this that to summarize this whole teaching tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I heard 1 Peter 1:10. Hang on. I don't know what's in there. 1 Peter 1:10. 1 Peter 1:10. 1 Peter, where is it at? 1:10. Oh, which salvation that prophets have inquired and searching diligently, who prophesies of the grace that should come unto you. You were about the grace that God given you in time of need. And remember this, in 1 Thessalonians 4:11, we'll sum all this teaching up with one verse. 1 Thessalonians 4:11, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business, that's in the Bible, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. And if you can do that, you can stay out of people's business. You worry about you, and you worry about you and the Lord, because when you die, it's judgment. And everything that we've done, good or bad, he's writing it down. He's writing it down. I'm trying to get the eternal life. That's what I want. I want eternal life. And by gossiping, you got to give that up. There's things that you have to give up in order to get the kingdom of God. And a lot of people don't realize that. There's a very powerful teaching in the book of Mark about the rich ruler. You got to give up gossip. You got to give up things. You got to give up slandering about people. You got to get that stuff up. This doesn't pertain to the teaching, but it pertains to giving something up. The rich young ruler, Mark 10:17. And when he was gone forth in the way, there came and running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what should I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Eternal life is what I'm looking for. Gossip will block you from eternal life. God doesn't like it. He don't like it. It's a sin. But y'all don't think that's a sin. I really believe that people who worship it on Sunday is sinning against God. You can see pastors praying in tongues, laying hands, and all this revelation, and can't get the Sabbath right. They can't get it right, but yet they can speak in tongues, word of knowledge, man, please, and not even move on the Sabbath, not even think about it. They don't know enough scripture to say nothing about the Sabbath, but they can teach you everything. I'm not with that program. And Jesus said unto him, and the man says, and when he was gone forth in the way, there came a man running, kneeling to him, and asked him, "Good master, what should I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things I have observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Now he said, loved him and said unto him, he told the truth. Some people don't hear the truth about tonight's message. The truth hurts. Watch this now. "One thing thou lackest, go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou have and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come, take upon the cross and follow me." I ask you today, follow Christ. Stop following people. Stop being in folks' business. People make millions of dollars on an Esquire of false testimonies, speaking lies to a people. This is why I ain't with no politician. Donald Trump speaks more lies to Christians than anybody I've ever met. I ain't never seen a president speak more lies like this. And you Christians who follow this foolish man, you're going to go straight to hell following that man. What are you following today? I'm following the word. I don't follow people. I don't care about what people do. You do what you got to do. He that wishes to be evil, let him be evil. He that wishes to be righteous, let him be righteous. He that wishes to be filthy, let him be filthy still. Revelation 20:11. Remember 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Tend to your own business. You got too much to deal with yourself. Then worry about something else. I will close with 1 Thessalonians 4:11. "And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you." The question and the choice is yours. Change that. God to forgive you for that. Stay out of people's business. And work out your own salvation. God bless you. Again, I want to thank Brother Tommy Maddox, Nadam M1940, Mount Z, Sammy Osley. God bless you, my brother. Brother Tiro, God bless. Apostle Tommy, God bless you. Sister Durden, God bless. Apostle Evangelist Janet Taylor, God bless you. I ask that you sow a seed. That's all I ask. I ask that the Spirit of the Lord move upon you. I don't beg. The gold belongs to him for his covenant. God has established wealth for his covenant, Deuteronomy 8:18. God has established wealth for his covenant. And all I want is that the Lord give me health to teach the word. I'm not interested in no new car. I done had that in my early days. I ain't got time to be paying high car notes. I'm through with that. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. I'm healthy. If I'm wealthy, I'm healthy. I'm 62. Had 3 major surgeries, 2 operations. Still here. That's a blessing. We got to start looking at these things as blessings instead of monetary value. God bless you. Keep people out your business. Shut them down. Don't get nobody's business. If the Lord moves on you to sow a seed, please do so. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left hand of the icon, you see a PayPal site. Sow a seed there. If you wish to do it another way, you can go to www.livedeliverance.com and go to GoFundMe. That money will come to keep us on air. I thank those who give and thank those who can't, and pray that you will. May the Lord Jesus be a blessing upon you. Pray for the peace of Israel. Pray for the United States. Pray for your nation. Speak out against any evil and any racism, because it's not of God. God bless and shalom.